Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hi, this is Amy Cervini, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hello, 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 beautiful, gorgeous, handsome people. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and I have the honor of bringing to you the best in Canadian jazz. Now, you may think we're only playing music from Canada itself, but no, 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 no. Sometimes we get to play music from Canadians that live all over the globe. And today I had the honor of interviewing Amy Cervini, who's an incredible jazz vocalist and composer from Toronto who currently lives in New York City. So we chatted all about the transition, the move, how to make friends, how to make it as a jazz musician in New York. So definitely, definitely stay tuned for that a little bit later in the show. To start things off, we're going to be listening to the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra's brand new album, Twisting Ways. In 2019, two jazz composers from French and English Canada joined forces with the support of the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra to compose a 25-minute multi-movement art song called Twisting Ways. A UK-Canadian collaboration, the piece combines the poetry of Dr. Li Tsang from Liverpool with music by Montreal-based composer Philippe Côté and three-time Juno Award-winning Toronto pianist and composer David Braid. The music is masterfully performed by the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, directed by Richard Gillis, and featuring acclaimed vocalist Sarah Sleen. This is Orange Grove Radio, and you're listening to The Hand by the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra from their album Twisting Ways.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. And you know the drill. This is the show that brings you the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Next up, we're going to be listening to a track by the Emmy Roussel Trio. And this trio features Emmy Rio Roussel on piano, Nicolas Bédard on bass, and Dominique Cloutier on drums. They are a Quebec-based band and have been playing together for 10-plus years. And you can tell because this band is tight, they are together, they have an original and innovative sound, but they still play, you know, in the tradition of jazz. So they are an incredible band, and we're going to be listening to one of my favorite tracks off of their new album, Rythme de Passage, and this song is called Agent Orange. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. If you're just tuning in for the very first time, hi, welcome. Introduce yourself. Say hello by tweeting us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. We'd love to hear your stories, your comments, your feedback, and we can answer any questions that you may have too. Next up, we're going to be listening to a track by Toronto-based vocalist Angela Tyrone and guitarist Chris Platt, Sounds of Brazil. This album was released in June of 2020 and is a surefire testimony to Chris and Angela's incredible pairing. This duo came together to present a stunning collection of music that showcases their love and appreciation for Brazilian music. Together since 2014, Chris and Angela explore the diverse and beautiful music of Brazil and seamlessly intertwine this influence with their jazz roots. Sounds of Brazil showcases the duo's refreshing arrangements of music by some of Brazil's most esteemed composers and lyricists. Listeners will surely recognize classic works by renowned bossa nova composer Antonio Carlos Jobim and will also discover new pieces and writers they are bound to fall in love with. This is Doralice, featuring Angela Tyrone on voice and piano, Chris Platt on guitar, Chase Sanborn on trumpet and flugelhorn, Pat Collins on bass, Robin Claxon on drums, Helio Cunha on percussion, Andrew Downing on cello, and John Nicholson on tenor saxophone and flute. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Doralice, o bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, bobagem, ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Doralice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, bobagem, ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Doralice, meu bem, como é que nos vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa pequena vai me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar esse perigo, Doralice. Agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer?
This is Allison Au, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and I'm so happy to be here. I mean, I have the greatest gig ever. I get to play Canadian jazz every single week, and not only that, but I get to introduce you to your new favorite bands. Am I right? I mean, come on, there is some amazing jazz coming out of Canada. If you like what you hear, tweet us at OG Publicity. I want to hear from you, and I want to know who's your new favorite Canadian jazz band. Because after this show, you're going to have a whole lot of knowledge, and you can have a whole list of bands to choose from. Speaking of great Canadian jazz bands, let's chat about La Bim. La Bim displays a bold, unique sound rooted in modern jazz with strong rock and contemporary classical influences. Pianist Jonathan Turgeon's compelling compositions are bolstered by strong arrangements devised by the whole group. This project is a particularly compelling showcase for the group's woodwind players, who explore a wide range of textures and timbres. Faithful to its jazz heritage, La Bim expresses itself through deep, engaging improvisations by Hugo Bluin on upright bass, Jean-Philippe Godbeau on drums, Alec Dodi on saxophones and flute, and Gabriel Genest on tenor saxophone and clarinets. You're listening to L'Étang au Crépuscule, which translates in English to The Pond at Dusk, by La Bim. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
spirited, genre-defying singer Amy Cervini, praised as an honest, self-assured, and honey-dripping presence by All Music Guide, continues to broaden the idea of what a jazz singer can be with her fourth album, Jazz Country. Jazz Country is a collection of North Americana that finds the Toronto-bred, New York-based singer in league with guitarist Jesse Lewis and bassist Matt Aronoff, as well as such guests as jazz clarinet superstar Anat Cohen and beloved theatrical singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay, among others. I had the honor of chatting with Amy all about being a Canadian in New York, her move to New York, the transition, how to become a musician in New York, and so much more. So without further ado, here's our interview. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, Jenna. I'm good. How you doing?
Nice to hear you. Well, I can see you.
I can see you. That doesn't help anyone else, but I'm glad to see you.
I know that New York is opening up, and I saw that you had a gig, or maybe a few gigs. I saw that on Facebook. A real life gig? How did
real
it go?
Life. Oh my gosh. It was so good and strange and emotional and amazing and scary, and all my makeup is out of date, so I hope I don't have pink eye. Like, it was like all of the things all at once. It's been amazing, and I feel bad for you guys in Toronto specifically, although I hear it's opening up there too a little bit,
slowly but surely,
some patio beers happening.
Yeah.
But we're really like, it feels awful normal here.
That's great. Well, congratulations. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you.
So you were born and raised in Toronto, right?
I was, yes.
As a young jazz musician myself, the topic of moving to the States and to New York specifically is a very common conversation that comes up a lot with my peers. I'm wondering, when did you decide to move to New York and how was that transition?
So it's funny. I actually didn't have, it wasn't on my radar when I was growing up. Not at all. I mean, I left Toronto when I was 18, when I graduated from high school, basically. I went straight to college in Boston. So it wasn't anywhere on my radar. Like, to me, I was just going to go to, you know, U of T or Humber or York. And the truth is, what happened was I got waitlisted at U of T and I got into Humber and York, but then I got into a school in Boston called the New England Conservatory of Music. And it was just kind of like an awesome choice for me in terms of like what it could offer. Cause I was playing, I auditioned on saxophone for all of these places, not on voice. So at New England Conservatory, they actually were like, oh, it says here you sing. Could you sing? And so I sang something, and I'm like pretty positive that's why I got in, because I was doing both of those things. But yeah, so it wasn't on my radar at all, which is so funny, because I think I was just too young. Like, who thinks of that at 17? You don't even know like what you're going to be or what you're going to do. Really, you know, you might think you know, but then it changes so often. So yeah, I went and did my 4 years in Boston. And actually, even at that point, I was coming home. Like,
so is your degree technically in saxophone?
I mean, they don't say anything on the degree. And by the time I graduated, I was only did voice.
That's pretty cool. So then how did you end up where you're at now?
So I met a boy. my now husband, Odette, we met actually on one of the first days that we were both in Boston. He's from Israel. And we met because he knew about the Quebec referendum, and he started talking to me about it because he knew I was Canadian. It was so out. And then we were sort of friendly until our last year. And then we got together on our last year. We started dating, and his dream was New York. Now, the truth is, like, so after you graduate school in the States, you get a year on a work visa, but you get a year to work in the States in your field, which is so bizarre, because who's going to hire you to work in your field as a musician right out of college? Like, it doesn't happen. So, you know, you get a job at the conservatory where you went to school, or you get a job at a music store, and that's your like bread and butter. And then you can just live for a year in the States before you try and get a visa, an artist visa. So anyway, none of this was my dream, but I met him and it was his dream. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll go. We started dating in October, and we would have moved in together like 4 months later. It was just so obviously the right thing for both of us. And yeah, so we did it. We came to New York together, and that was like, that was it. who just kind of didn't look back. It just didn't seem like an option to leave at that point.
Wow. Something that a lot of my peers always talk about is, okay, cool, I moved to New York, but then what? How do I meet people? Do I go to every jam? Apparently in New York, it could be hard to jam, like to get in. You know, how do you get in if you don't know anybody?
Yeah, so I took a very long road to to the actual music part of being in New York. I mean, I was doing my own thing. I mostly was just worried about paying rent, you know? But I got a job early on, like a great day gig at a classical music website that was just starting up. It's actually no longer, it doesn't exist anymore, but it was in that like huge startup phase and everyone was doing startups. And so it was this classical music streaming website, and Odette and I, my husband and I both got jobs there. And it meant we were working a lot of hours, but also making pretty good money. And then I was able to make my first demo. I kind of went at it from that angle rather than going out to jams. I was working until 11 p.m. and then I had to be at work the next day at 10 a.m., you know? So like, it didn't really. And also, I don't like jamming. It's not my thing. I don't like it at all. So I took a different path than the one that you described, but I think I know people. So first of all, if you come here without going to school and like sort of creating a group, there are always a lot of Canadians. Melissa Stiliano, who is now one of my closest friends, met me for coffee. I had never met her, but we met in New York when she was, I think she had either just moved or she was deciding to move. And she knew my brother, Ernesto, and now we're, you know, bestest of friends and have a band together. I think that as cutthroat as it might seem in New York, it's also a family and you find your people pretty quickly.
Did you find that moving to New York impacted you as a musician?
Oh, yeah. So listen, here's the thing. I didn't know Canada, right? I left after high school. So I wasn't really on the scene in Canada. So I didn't get that experience. So I actually don't know that experience. And I don't know what it would have been like had I not gone to Boston, had I not come to New York. I know that being a working musician in New York, I can hang anywhere. That's what I know. You know what I mean? And so I can only guess that it impacted me because I know that's not true for everyone. You can be a working musician in wherever. I'm not like trying to put anyone down, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can be a working musician in New York City. You know, there's just a different, the bar is just a little bit different. And the pool is that much bigger as well. You know, you can't like throw a stick without hitting a jazz musician in New York City. They're just everywhere.
That's awesome. Lastly, do you think that you will always live in New York, or is there a chance that you'll come home to Canada?
Listen, it is always on my radar. We are living in New York is not easy in all kinds of ways, financially being the most humongous one of all. And I'm far away from my family, you know. The thing, so I also have two children. So this is their home. They're American. Like, they will also be Canadian. They will also actually be Israeli once we get around to doing all that paperwork. This has been their home. This is where they were born. They were born in New York City, which is so bizarre to think about that I have New York City kids, but that's the truth. And they have a school. They have friends. We have friends here. We have our family here. You know, we've had to sort of fill in and find our people. I miss home, especially now. Wow. With not being allowed to come home. That's been brutal. So brutal. I don't know. That door is always open. That door is definitely not shut. I mean, it would be a really hard transition for all of us. And you know, the truth is, I think that it's funny. I have this thing where people know me in New York, but not, or in the States in general, but not necessarily in Canada as well, you know? So I have this backwards. So I would need to sort of like fall down a few and then need to like climb up again, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but it's definitely a choice in my mid 40s to decide to start all over again in a different country, you know? As much as it's home, and this really makes me sad, everyone, but I have lived in the States longer than I lived in Canada at this point. And I am 100% Canadian, ask anyone. Like, there's no way anyone would ever think anything else. myself included, but that's just the truth. I've been here longer at this point than I ever lived in Canada. But well, the door's open. Door's open.
Even though you are now technically American, you know, we claim you as Canadian. So
well,
thank you.
You know, I'm not actually American. I still don't have citizenship. So I am still 100% Canadian. And even when that citizenship happens, I'll just be like passport, American and passport only.
Yes, yes. Canadian on paper for now and Canadian in your heart.
Canadian in my heart
where
forever.
It matters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Amy Cervini, and you're listening to my song, Penguin Dance, from the album Jazz Country on Orange Grove Radio.
Come inside. It's cold as ice. Warm my hands and dance with me.
Hey, this is Toronto-based guitarist Dan Pitt, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Next up, we're going to be listening to a track by the Saskatchewan All-Star Big Band. They just released an album in April 2021, and the album is entitled Saskatchewan Sweet. Through this recording project, the Regina Jazz Society seeks to communicate the beautifully unique history of Saskatchewan in the vernacular of jazz by offering a live recording of a commissioned work by one of Canada's most talented composers, Fred Stride. It was an evening which allowed a fantastic group of artists to tell Saskatchewan's story through music for the very first time ever. This is Movement 5, September 1905, by the Saskatchewan All-Star Big Band from their album Saskatchewan Sweet. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Welcome back. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. You were just listening to Naysayers by Tara Davidson from her album Duets, featuring Tara Davidson on alto saxophone and Trevor Hogg on tenor saxophone. We've come to the end of the show. I know, it feels like we just got started. Well, don't you worry, because we'll be back at the same time, same place, every single week, and we'll continue to bring you the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Closing the show today, we have a track from Code Quartet's debut album, Genealogy. Code Quartet is a collective based out of Montreal, formed 4 years ago by Christine Jensen on saxophones, Lex French on trumpet, Adrian Vedetti on acoustic bass, and Jim Doxis on drums. The group came together with the equal goals of composing and improvising in a chordless quartet setting. You're listening to Genealogy on Orange Grove Radio. See you next time!